各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
To all brothers and sisters, peace to all of us.
很感谢神给我们这么一个好的机会来敬拜神。
Thanks the grace of God that we have this wonderful opportunity to serve God.
安息是我们得恩典的日子。
And Sabbath is the day that we will receive grace of God.
最大的恩典是因为我们可以从神那边得到属灵的智慧。
One of the greatest graces is that we can receive the wisdom of God from.
更重要的是我们要从内心去接受这些属灵的话语。
One of the things that we have to consider is that we have to use our heart to accept the words of God.
当然更感谢神让我们有一个机会在这里共同学习。
Another opportunity for us that we can all gather here to learn His words.
生命记在自己读的时候
When we read the Bible of the, when we read the book of Deuteronomy by ourselves,
其实兄弟个人跟大家都一样
Myself and you are on the same boat.
实在是不容易去学习
It seems very difficult for us to comprehend.
因为内容写那么多，到底从哪里抓重点
The content is so huge that I wonder where we can get the main point.
上个礼拜兄弟也说明过了。
In the last week, we have shared.
除了一方面是教会信徒他们一直有一种希望学到一些比较不容易懂的道理之外。
Besides the members have eagerness to study and to learn what has not been taught previously.
我们的文宣处呢，在差不多十七八年前就有一个计划。
Through Church's literature departments about 17, 18 years ago has a plan.
预计在十年之间但还没有完成预计在十年之间要完成一套我们教会真耶教会66卷的释义。
The plan was in 10 years that we will have one series of 66 books for Bible studies.
当然这是需要传道人来配合。
Obviously, this needs to have some working cooperations from the pastors.
本来我自己以为说文宣处会指定我写路德记或是以斯拉记。
At that point, I thought that I will be assigned to write literature books on Ezra or Book of Ruth.
没想到竟然指定我写生命记。
To my immense surprise, that I was assigned to write Deuteronomy.
他们只听说我在园林不是这边园林在那彰化的园林教会讲《生命记》，说那你在写《生命记》，因为没有人要写这一卷。
Somebody heard that I have a lesson that been taught in the central part of Taiwan on Deuteronomy, so that they say, "Okay, here you go, pick it."
我说可以不可以换呢
？And then I will negotiate.
要写这一卷一定很痛苦的。
It's very difficult for me to write. Can I exchange with some other books?
他们说不可以，你一定要写这一卷。
Answer is you are assigned to it and take it.
所以从那个时候才真的被这样施压，才真的用心去看这一卷。
I was assigned and I was pressured to write this book, and that's where I'm today.
那也不要认为说读过神学院这个生命经一定没有问题，其实不对的。
We should not have assumptions that you graduate from theological classes and Deuteronomy the book is easy for you.
所以刚开始是真的是读得很痛苦。
At my beginning days, that is very difficult for me to comprehend.
因为这一卷是催眠最好的经卷嘛。
This book is the best book for us to sleep, to fall asleep.
但是呢，我们常常说呢。从死读到活
but we often emphasize the thoughts that if you can read a book that is so factual into the book that can become living to you.
从不懂读到慢慢了解
to begin from the part that we do not comprehend until the part that we grab hold of the contents.
虽然不能说每一天都在读这一卷，每一个时间都在做这个工作。
We cannot assume that we often focus all of emphasis on this book at all times.
但从1984年以后一直到这个1997年才把它整套弄出来。
I began my work in 1987 and completed at the end of 1994.
那如果你有机会拿到华文的这些教材。
If you could comprehend and read the Chinese Bible study guide.
因为我觉得应该把它的 概论呢，不要像一般的写两张纸，应该把它一个完整介绍。
And I would suggest that do not write a preface only on just a short preface, but make a detail.
因此，第一本完成就是《生命记》的导论。我们现在学的这一套。
And the first book that completed is the studies of the detailed study of Deuteronomy, which is what we have in.
那这本发行之后
，After this book was published,
竟然从加拿大那边一个陆弟兄呢，直接打电话过来。
Brother Lou from Canada called me after the book was completed.
他说我们。哪一卷都可以查，就是《生命记》没办法做啊，教会崇拜查经，就是这一卷没办法做查经。
Every book, every guide can be used during the worship, except the Deuteronomy. I could not comprehend on how to use that.
他说是能不能帮他们做这种工作
？And they suggest, Brother Lu suggested that how can I help them?
所以我大概又花了将近两年时间。
I spent another 2 years.
写了一套《生命记》的查经。
I write two volumes, the volume one, volume two of my Bible study guides for Deuteronomy.
那一卷哈，目前啊，在国内呢，有一些查经团契就拿来用。
In Taiwan, that book is used by some of the Bible study groups.
因为我把它分段，后来才发现说，我总共分了177段。
Later on, I break down into sections, 177 sections altogether.
就送到文宣处，文宣说：“陈能登，你这样分段呢、哦，我们看不懂你每一段讲什么。
”And when I send this book to the literature departments, they come back and tell me that I could not comprehend what you tried to tell me with all the sections.
文宣处那些编辑都是非常专业的哈，都很厉害，都编了20年的这种圣经月刊啊书本，都很厉害的。
And all the editors in the literature departments are experienced editors for the last 20 years.
我说那怎么办呢
？And then I says, how? What should I do?
他说很简单，你每单元前面呢就写一个要义，重要的意义。
Okay. And it's very simple for you to fix your problem is that for every beginning of every section, just introduce what the main subject is.
我说我要写177篇呢。
And then my answer is that I have the 177 objective for you.
他说你还是写吧。
And the editor tells me that you have to write.
这个生命记的查经呢，就是作为我们平常可以在Communion 啊，这是 communion 的这种团契的查经用哎。
And so during the fellowship, that we can use that two volumes as the Bible study guide.
当然讲到有时候也会被拿出来用哎。
And if you would use that, you can use that material for your worship section also.
但是花了这么长的7年时间把弄这两套出来是绝对不够的。
And I spent for the last 7 years to write up these two books, but after all, that is not really much sufficient for all of us.
就是一直有一种感觉，认为一直感觉在提示我，你一定要完成一个很完整的释义。
But there is a thought that always moves me, touch me, that tells me that I have to accomplish my goals.
因为已经花那么多时间整理了这些东西。
Because you have spent so much effort and time to gather these materials.
所以呢，我就又开始来写释义。
And then I begin to write the explanatory detail of this.
那个时候有一种祷告，可能你没有想过很好笑的祷告，说主耶稣，你不要给我写到一半就去世了。
And that's often a prayer that it seems that very silly, but I pray that God do not take my life away while I was still writing.
因为我预计他写3年可以写完。
And I projected that I should complete in 3 years.
他说第一个不能给我。一定要给我智慧，主耶稣，一定要给我智慧。
My prayer to God is that God make sure you give me enough knowledge.
这种东西，我哪里去找资料，怎么去写呢
？And with this text, where can I find other resources?
现在写这一本教要义的时候，真的很认真祷告，
essential,
学我岳父的精神，祷告就祷告。
The essential teaching of Deuteronomy, follow what my father-in-law did. I just prayed a lot.
那第二个，我说给我健康。
Secondly, I pray that God will give me good health.
我最近这段时间是身体健康状况最好的时间了。
At this time period, my health is in the best.
我有长期肠胃炎长期的。
And I have in the past, I have a lot of stomach sicknesses.
是一边写一边生病中一边写一边这样度过来的。感谢神。
I have sicknesses and I'm still altering the book at the same time.
那第三个一定不能寿终正寝，不能中途去世，那我就报销了。
And thirdly, that I pray that God will not take me while I was still writing the book.
还求一件事情。
And I also pray another request.
电脑不要跟我出毛病。
And I hope that my computer will not break down.
因为我电脑常识是很低的哈，电脑很低的。
My working knowledge on computer is very limited.
我去写草稿，然后再打电脑。
I would draft up my notes and then I would just key in. I would just key.
有一天被我的连襟啊，我的啊传单的人妹夫啊知道了。
One day when my wife, brother-in-law and sister-in-law knew about this,
他姐，你这样不行，你这个功不够，直接上机，直接 key in.
And then they rebuked me. They says that you should not do double work. You should go in and enter directly.
他是教授，说好了，教授讲的我就听吧。
He's a professor, so that what professor tells, I'll do.
就这样 key 了四年多。
And that is how I spend the next 4 years writing out the manuscript.
文宣处又编审了将近两年。
And the editor takes about another 2 years to review the material.
这是整个这一套书的一个过程。
This is the background of the history of how this book comes to life.
后来才发现，原来《生命记》不像我们所想的那么难。
And then at the end, I concluded Deuteronomy is not that difficult as what we imagine or ever think of.
它最主要涵盖两个部分。
It has two main contents.
就是历史跟律法。
That is history and laws.
谢谢。那历史我们也写在这边，律法我们也会放在这边。
History will be written up there, and also the laws will be written up on the board also.
但是在教学上呢，因为在神学里头，《生命记》是陈长老早期是陈恩道长老在讲的。
In theological seminaries, Elder Chen used to teach to be a lecturer in this subject.
那他实在是太忙了，真的是太忙了。
Elder Chen is actually he has a full schedule.
那时候他说他都是要叫我名字啊，圣姐你啊，把它写完整一点，把它写完整一点。这个我没有办时间，我没有时间写了。
And Elder Chen always commit me that says that you spend effort and little more time to finish this because I don't have any more spare time to complete my series.
尤其我们在写这些资料呢，都一定有我们真耶稣教的 culture 那文化在里面的。
Every text manuscript that we produce always has the true Jewish church culture.
而牵涉到它的释义的方式。
And so that it has to be how we can adapt to the culture that we have.
所以在上个礼拜就提到了。
Last week we have shared with us
一个经卷在讲解章节的时候。
And when a book is being studied,
一定有一个主轴就是中心主轴。
It has a main theme.
是。那在主轴里面，它可以分成两个层面。
And the theme can be divided into two dimensions.
一个是文字本文 text here.
One perspective is from the text aspect.
本文一定要说明的。
And the text you need to explain it.
因为本文就是神的话。
The text is what the word of God is.
即使我们释义不一定很懂。
Even though that the other teaching that we cannot comprehend well.
从小就教我们的幼年班、幼稚班的学生背经文、背经文，一直背哦，这个印象很深哎。
Since young, the religious education forces to memorize verses.
所以像在那背经文当中，就想说，我那个幼年班的老师在那边指黑板那种动作，我都会记得。
And
老老师还在的老老师。
Some of my elderly teachers, I can still remember how they react to me and point to the whiteboards that how you should remember this verse.
你不管一个灵位者、一个传道人，他讲的好或是不好，甚至人家评定不及格都没有关系，这个都不重要。
We should not emphasize much upon the how a person presents their thoughts.
重要的是我们经文要去背它、记它。
Important, the crucial point is that we have to memorize and understand the text.
文字我们看起来文本这个文字呢，都带有神的生命。
Because the words is the text itself has the word of have the life of God in it.
那因此呢，整个生命记呢，它分成历史跟法规。
And so the entire book of Deuteronomy is divided into laws and histories.
那要把它整个历史跟法规结合在一起。
We have to combine the history, the laws and history.
这个摩西是。大有智慧的人，非常有智慧的人。
We can understand that Moses is very intelligent.
至少他有一些editing 的观念，有这么一个观念。
He has some background of editing materials.
你看他把它编得好像很清楚的历史再来就是教训警告，再就是内容。
And if we can break down into how the Deuteronomy is that he started off with history and then it comes on with teachings and then with warnings.
那即使他好像我们老人家这是多嘴嘛，先多讲一些唠叨的话，但是他呢回来是这样教训，又回来历史。
And then it seems that the elderly, we often have a concept of the elderly is always repetitive, so that, but it returns back into histories and then now teaching again.
他一定会想到说，怎么让他的百姓来记这些话，一定会有这个观念的。
Moses always has a concept of how to let the Israelites always remember who and what God is.
那它的内容是很庞大的。
But the contents of Moses is huge.
因此呢，我们昨天晚上讲的时候就提到了。
And last night we have shared.
就是说，他到底怎么来安排他整个内容
？And how does Moses organize his whole contents?
当然，一方面要请大家呢来打开圣经一起来看。
Obviously, we need to read from the Bible.
第一个单元呢，是从一章一节到四章四十三节。
Section 1 from chapter 1 verse 1 to chapter 4 verse 43.
那首先呢，这个地方我们要提到的是它的地点在哪里？
Firstly, we like to study where it is located.
像我们请翻开生命记 ，sorry， 生命记的第一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1.
我们已经进入到整个圣经的文本了哈，文字的内容。
Now we are into studying the contents, the text contents.
那首先呢，我们要说明的是，它从一章一节到四章四十三节。
First section is chapter 1, verse 1 to chapter 4, verse 43.
它其实内容在历史上，它提到十二件事情。
In history and text, it's recorded 12 events.
这一部分呢，我个人的记忆力没那么高，就一定要看教材的。
I do not have good memories on this section, so I always have to refer back to the text that I had.
那诸位呢？你就我念过一次，你听一下就知道了。
I will read through the passage, and you just comprehend.
第一章它分成三个段落。
Chapter 1 is in divided three sections.
第二章也是三个段落。
Chapter 2 is three section also.
第三章也是三个段落。
Chapter 3 is three section also.
那第四章也是三个段落。
Chapter 4 is also three sections.
但是我们只有取两个段落。
But we will share only two sections.
因为四十四节以后，他突然间跑出一个逃城的问题出来，逃城的问题。
Chapter 4 was 43 onwards, it begins to write another subject called the city of refuge.
那这一段呢，就是。两约之间，这新约教之间，那些拉比拉比，他们不晓得怎么去放在哪个位置，不晓得放什么地方。
This happens during the period between the Old and New Testaments that the rabbi do not know where to classify this passage.
我们提示过了，我们已经跟诸位说明过了。
We have shared this before.
不要把它当作是摩西本身直接写的。
Do not assume that this is a handwritten text of Moses.
它一定是从早期这样口传下来。
It is presented from the oral saying.
那也许你会说，那既然不是摩西的本来的文字，那难道这些话可以信吗？
Will you doubt because it's not written or says by Moses?
这些拉比不是那么简单人物
We can see that Rabbi is not a simple-minded human.
他们都去考据去思考，然后去找资料。
The rabbi has already meditated and really go and research material before they accept.
有些段落他不知道要放在什么地方的时候，他们就去讨论，然后去表决，然后再把它编进去。
And when they come to these sections where they can not know where to classify it, they will research and they will confer before they conclude on this particular section.
所以它分成三三三哈。三三三三就是三段三段三段三段。
So you will see the number three always the number three section of all on the first three chapters.
那么四章的四十四节以后一直到四十九节呢，那就跟前面就没有直接关系。
Chapter 4, verse 44 to 49 is not related to any passage prior
to this. 那些都是要看圣经史地理要看地理部分的。
And then that is you have to rely back onto the history aspect of it.
它从引言就是一章一节到五节就是它的引言
The preface is from chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 5.
告诉我们说他已经来到摩亚平原了。
It tells us that they have landed the land of Moab.
地形呢，我们就需要稍微做一个了解。
Then we need to understand some geographical background.
黑板稍微小一点没有关系哈。
We have a smaller whiteboard.
因为一定要知道他们整个形成的那个地点有什么意义。
And we have to understand your geographical background.
那么以色列国的历史地理其实很好画，非常好。
The map of Israel is pretty easy to draw.
十五度下去之后
，and 45 degrees.
这边是这边两倍。
And the lower portion is twice the top.
又是这一段的一半，又画一个圈圈。
And then the first part is where you, in the middle of it, you put a dot.
This is Galilee, this is Galilee
High. The Sea of Galilee, the small dot. And then the half part of the Sea of Galilee, you don't put another dot.
This is Midunhu.
That is the plain of Midian. The largest portion, the middle part of it. You draw a big ear. That is the land of Israel. The top third portion. The mountain Mount Hermon's the tallest in the land in the Palestine.
2800 公尺,
and that is about 2,000 meters high.
在它同距的地方,
and approximately the same distance on the southern part.
两倍的地区,
and then if you go down twice a portion of it, and you draw an M shape land.
这就是红海.
And the empty in between M's is where the Red Sea is.
这个就是西南半岛.
And the dotted line, south of the dotted line, is the peninsula of Sinai.
不是这一段而已.
It's not the plain of Sinai. Is not the where the M's begins.
从红海一直到地中海.
And the plain of Sinai is from the Red Sea into the Mediterranean Sea region.
所以《生命记》里面呢，它除了历史、它除了律法之外，
So in Deuteronomy, beside the laws and history,
它有一个地理的内容.
It also has a context of geographic.
有个地点的表达.
It has a meanings from each piece of land.
那就借这些地点的名称.
And the names of each city.
又显示出，这我们所谓的希伯来文的文，这个人名地名神学.
And that we can study the names, the name of place, name of name of humans, and so on.
从这么一个文字, 从早期一直到整个历史, 可以列出一个很大的单元出来.
And the text that we can learn that it has meanings and it can be a large studies.
那为什么我们要提这个地形呢？
Okay, then why do we want to share with us the geographical study?
因为你要知道他在什么地方宣布 这么个律法。
We have to understand where we can learn where God Moses proclaimed the law.
也就是这个大耳朵的上面有一个耶利哥城。
On top of that big ears, there is a city called Jericho.
它对面呢，就是一座山，尼泊山，Nebo.
Across from that, Jericho is a huge mountain called Mount Nebo.
一整个都属于它的东边，就属于摩亚平原，摩亚.
And on the east of it is the land of Moab.
东边呢，靠东边一点就是亚门。
And then if you go further right or east, is the land of Edom.
在沿海的地方就是以东地。
And then southern part of the M is the southeast is the land of.
这个尖尖对过的地区呢，有个山就是希尔山，何尔山希尔。
And then the Mount of Seir.
亚伦在这边去世。
Aaron died at that location.
那么他们从什么地方过来？
Where did they start their journey?
又从加底斯第二次来到加底斯巴尼。
The second time that they reached the land, the place called Kadesh Barnea.
所以我们说，为什么要去学这么一个希伯来文？
And then you may ask that why do we need to understand Hebrew?
今天的犹太人他们的信仰我们是不可以接受的。
The belief of Judaism today cannot be accepted by us.
他们金灯台不是七个灯盏，已经改成九个灯盏了。
The lampstands has nine small lampstands and not seven as what the Bible says.
还来一个谦卑帽，还来一个虔诚巾，还来一个经文甲，谦卑帽。
And the Hebrew has a yarmulke, the robes, and the scrolls where they put in the synagogue.
这些都不是圣经里面给他们的东西。
What we just described are not things that is described in the Bible.
却是来自圣经的精神。
These are all the teachings from the Bible.
结果他们就多了很多的这个物品。
So that they add a lot of material item into it.
犹太人他们家的东西太多了，你去那边就知道，一塌糊涂啊，乱七八糟啊。
And if you go into the land and the home of a Jew, you will see that they have a lot of things.
但是不能说他们错。
We cannot say that they are incorrect.
就像我们那一天所讲的。
We say earlier.
他们的总理呢，这个班杰明啊，这个他们的国父啊，总理啊，蒙古里啊，他们呢，他说，我们就是因为忽略神的话语。
Benglin always emphasized that because we ignored the word of God. And that is why we suffer for the last 2,000 years. That's why he often emphasized the word Shema Yisrael.
那么这种文字呢，就形成一个神学上的特色。
And so the text becomes the study of theologies.
这种解经方法呢，不是西方的发明的，不是西方神学家发明的。
The explanation of the text is not invented by the Western theologians.
我们今天在研究他的神学里头。
Today when we study the theologies in the Bible,
都源自于这些拉比他们的传统解释方式。
And we are just analyzing the rabbis' ways of study.
他们懂得字句，不懂得speech，就是不懂得灵意。
The rabbi understands the meanings of the text, but he does not understand the spiritual teaching of it.
保罗说，我们读的是律法的字句吗？
And Bob, that's what Paul says, that do we read the context of the text?
更多书那边怎么讲？
What does 2 Corinthians tells us?
我们学是精义，就是精神。
And we are understanding the spiritual teachings of that.
所以他们从家底是失败。
And they failed in Kaddish.
40年前，上帝又出来报坏消息。
And 40 years ago, they went up north and then they returned back and gave us a book.
经过40年的旋转。
They were roaming for 40 years.
如果诸位对台湾有概念的话，对台湾的大小概念的话。
If you have a concept of the land of Taiwan.
其实这块土地只有台湾的4倍。
And that whole land is about 4 times the size of Taiwan.
他们竟然走了40年，38年。
They have walked on that land, at that particular area for 38 years.
就是走不出去。
No matter where they go, they would still go roundabout.
这是很奇怪的事情。
It is very surprising.
很多人到台湾去骑脚踏车，那台湾是现在很流行骑脚踏车旅游的，一大群一大群的。
And today Taiwan is very famous for bike touring.
你想不要绕个4圈5圈就很熟了啦。
If you go around bike touring 4 or 5 times Taiwan, you already know all the locations.
他们这边40年间走不出去。
The Israel were roaming in that area for 40 years.
重新再跟他回来。
And then they return back.
神为什么从这里又开始？
Why does God begin at that point again?
Kadesh Barnea 就是流荡之民。
Kadesh Barnea means a land of roamings.
第二次再来的是地方。
God returned them back to the second.
马上一年之内就来到尼泊山。
One year later, they reached the Mount Nebo.
这不是没有道理的。
There are the lessons behind.
这神呢，给我们后人一个很好的教训。
God gave the people behind this a very good teaching.
我们在什么地方跌倒，在什么地方重新爬起来。
Wherever we fall, that's wherever we pick up again.
在什么地方打败仗，他们又从那个地方又重新打胜仗。
The place where they lost the battle and the war, that's place they gain victory again.
所以一个基督徒是打不倒的。
So a Christian should not fall.
我们一定有很多软弱。
We have a lot of shortcomings.
但是软弱不能让成为我们失败的借口。
Our shortcomings should not be a cause of our failure, excuse of our failures.
我们可能常常会有一个 Kadesh Barnea 的失败。
Often inside us, we have the failure of Kadesh Barnea.
可是我们就在那个地方站起来。
We also at the Kadesh Barnea that we should stand up.
这一定要成为我们真主教的精神。
This should be the spirit of true Jesus Church.
我们在这里，我们在某方面输人家。
We have shortcoming on certain aspect to others.
我们感觉到说，哎，我们教会很多比不上人家。
We often have the concept that we have in many areas we are behind other denominations.
我们可能在爱心上输人家。
Probably we lost on our love.
我们可能在侍奉上输人家。
Probably we are short in our offerings.
我们可能有些品德真的不如人家。
We have some of our morale which are shortcomings.
你看有些宗教的团体，那简直吓死人了，奉献、侍奉、爱心，那种牺牲精神啊，都是很伟大的。
We can see that some religious organization they have a great zeal in serving, in helping, and giving assistance to others.
我们在真理方面研究输人家。
In the study of the research, we are in our shorts.
但是这都不是我们借口。
This should not be all our excuses.
一个一个重新站起来。
Peace and peace, we should stand up from these shortcomings.
对自己要一个要求，要对自己有要求。
So we should have an individual request of ourselves.
40年后，39年后，又回到加底斯巴尼。
So 39th year, on the 39th year, they return back to Kadesh Barnea.
然后呢，在那边呢。 回到那一直走到尼泊山。
And then they begins to walk north, not west, not east, to Mount Nebo.
就在摩亚平原呢，宣布啊，摩亚平原宣布第二次颁布律法。
And that is why on the plain of Moab, they once again announced the giving of second time the laws.
这十二段的经文
these 12 sections of this text,
就把它念过去就好了。
We have to just read
through. 让你知道说他写什么东西。
So that we can understand what the context is.
一章一节到第五节是个引言。我们来到摩亚平原了。
Chapter 1, verse 1 through 5 is a preface that they say that they have come into the land of Moab.
就放了三段的内容。
In that five verses, it has three contents.
第六节到第八节。
Verses 6 through 8.
第二次宣告他们的行程。
The second, once again, they repeat their journey.
从何烈山起行的事情。
And it begins from the Mount of Horeb.
一直写到第八节。
And it ended at verse 8.
宣誓从何烈山起行的事情。
This is a history beginning from Mount Horeb.
那么九节到十八。
Chapter 1 verse 9 through 18.
他回想四十年前，他觉得能力不够。
40 years ago, he thinks that he's incapable to lead.
所以呢，他就在回想当时拣选智慧人为各族的族长。
And then he begins to think appoint leaders for each group.
那这一段你就要注意了。
You have to pay attention to these sections.
他选的条件，这一次讲的跟三十八年前讲的不一样。
The requirements is different from what now and 38 years ago.
条件呢有什么不一样？回去自己做功课。
Our homework is that find out what are the different requirements.
第一次三个条件。第二次宣布也是讲三个条件。
The first time they require three items, the second time also require three items.
然后再加上第一次不一样的内容。
And added some additional requirements that was not listed the first time.
那十九节到结束四十六节。
Chapter verses 19 through 46.
就是加底斯巴尼亚的见解。
The warnings from Kadesh Barnea.
重新再提到。四十年前，我们在这个四十年，我们在这个地方失败的地方。
So it reminds them.
四十年前。
It reminds them 39 years ago what they did.
就是因为我们不信的缘故。
The reason is because we failed to believe.
这样第一章就到个段落了。
That ends chapter one.
那因此呢，我们就可以知道。
We can learn from this.
这一段呢是往前面的这一部分。
These sections fall under the first section.
都是发生在三十九年前。
Happens 39 years ago.
那我们知道呢，摩西呢，这个老人家。
We know that this old person Moses.
他站在这边呢，站在历史的后面来看这件事情。
He's standing all the way at the back of the event that already occurred.
穿的是四十年前的衣服。
He wore the dress that was 40 years old.
穿的是四十年前的鞋子。
And he wore the sandal that was 40 years old.
这是全世界呢最古老的。可用的还在用的鞋子跟衣服。
In other words, that all the material things, clothing that he can ever use for the last 40 years.
我们的衣物柜子里面呢，你打开来看，一定有四十年前的衣服。
If you take a look at your wardrobe, you have at least four of the last 40 years.
是因为你没有穿，所以放在那边。
You are still, it is still there, is because you never ever worn it, and it still stinks down.
所以常常跟我的信徒这样说。
Once I had a conversation with a man.
如果你柜子的东西只要四年没有用的话，可以送人了。
And any material that you haven't used in the closet for the last 4 years, you can pass it down.
就这么奇怪，喜欢穿这一条衣服，就是常年喜欢穿这一条衣服， and, 其他就不会换第二套的。
And you will have specific preference on one, and the rest of it you will ignore them.
整个房子那么贵的一间房子，都在当仓库啊，当仓库、啊。
Your expensive house that you make it as a warehouse.
他们不是这样的。
To the sojourners, they are not.
这些衣服呢，跟鞋子呢，是四十年都没有穿破，没有换的。
And the clothing
没有再重新做新的。
The clothes and the slander that they worn won't last for the last 40 years.
回头来看。
Then he moved forward.
他先提历史的回顾。
He reminds about the background of history.
就是刚我所讲的。
What I just repeat.
你看第二章的地方。
Chapter 2.
从加底斯巴尼亚。到撒列西
，and from Kadesh Barnea to Shear.
撒列西在哪里
？Where's Shear？
在死海的南边。
South of Dead Sea.
这条河流没有很大。
This river is pretty short.
它是干的河，干枯的河。
It's a dry river.
旷野地方会做水灾。
There will be flooding in the wilderness.
会把马路冲坏。
It will flood will destroy the road.
但是只要过了一天
，After one day，
这个水全部跑到地底下去了。
The water will seep into the ground.
找到水源啊，这个就变成绿洲。
And then once you find the water source, it becomes oasis.
水没有流过去的地方就变成旷野跟沙漠。
When water doesn't pass through, you become deserts.
旷野跟沙漠不一样的。
Wilderness and deserts are different.
我们读过中国地理的时候，你就知道。
If you have studied the history of China,
蒙古是沙漠。
Mongolia is a pretty much a desert.
所以风一吹的时候，那个沙哇跑来跑去，很壮观的，这样跑来跑去。
It's so spectacular that when a strong wind blows, that the sand will start flying all over.
全世界最大的沙漠
，the world's largest desert，
也在以色列国的境内。
It's next to Israel.
从北叙巴、别示巴，
from
一直到非洲
，all stretching all the way west towards Africa.
以前的老师教我们说，这个全世界最大的沙漠是撒哈拉沙漠。
And the teachers probably that been taught me that the greatest desert is Sahara Desert.
这句话是有语病的，
正确的。This is incorrect description.
因为他们的语言呢，撒哈拉意思就是沙漠。
Sahara means desert.
我常问我的学生说。全世界最大的沙漠叫什么名字
？I often ask my students what's the name of the largest desert？
我就常常问他们了。
Desert。
啊，突然间说撒哈拉沙漠，我说当掉，不及格。
And then the answer will be Sahara Desert. I says you're wrong。
沙漠，沙漠，不对的。
How would you repeatedly say desert, desert？
他们就知道，陈能道找他们麻烦了。
And then they says that okay, the instructor is picking on me。
他们就会问的时候听一下，撒哈拉。答对100分了。
And then the student will just ponder and says, "Okay, Sahara." Then you will get 100%.
所以地点就已经来到这个地方了。
So that is at where they are now.
神给他们重新回到加迪斯巴尼亚绕过来。
And God returned them to Kadesh Barnea, and they turn around.
那摩西呢？是站在历史的后面。
Moses is standing at the behind of the history.
这是老拐杖还在。
And he's still carrying the old stuff.
圣经里头呢，你可以读到他的拐杖有三种。
In the Bible, if you read of it, you will not understand that there are three different staffs.
第一种是牧者的拐杖。
One of them is a staff used by the shepherd.
大概摩西是拿这一种的。
Probably this is the shape, type of Moses.
宗教性的权杖。
Second is the religious rod.
可能亚伦是拿这一种的。
Probably Aaron.
名字都不一样啊。
And they are different terminology. Probably that's the one that is used by Aaron.
耶稣亚的哪一个短棒
？And Aaron, Joshua carry a short rod.
作战的。
The ones used for battle.
这三支拐杖在希伯来文都不一样。
These names in Hebrews are different.
可以写一本论文。
You can write a thesis out of this.
摩西的，亚伦的，约书亚的。
The rod used by Moses, by Aaron, and by Joshua.
因为教会需要这三种拐杖。
The church need these three types of our staff.
我们身为一个牧者。
We as a shepherd.
你必须来自。勾勾的拐杖。
You need to carry a staff that has a round hook.
羊跑掉了，勾回来。
When the sheep disperse away, you have to drag it back.
现在当地的那些牧民还是这样的。
This is what the shepherd is using today.
有时候那些迷糊的羊就乱跑，到处乱跑。
And there will be still some wandering sheep that wandered away from the flock.
缠着拐杖，不要跑回来。
You would stretch out the staff and drag them back.
所以我们那边呢也是一样啊，每年或是两年一次，那个教牧师就发一个文说，请你们这些传道人去找迷失的羊。
Back in Taiwan, the same thing that the pastoral departments request the pastor says, go and find the missing.
有些跑到哪里去都不晓得了，名单在，到底跑去哪里了
？We have their name list and all the addresses, but we do not know where this person is now.
你这些传道人你不是闲闲没带子啊，闲闲没带子坐在那边去找，一天天找回来。
So the pastoral department requested that it's not just the duty for you to sit around hanging loose, but you have to search for
it. 在我们这边行不通的。
Probably this is not keep.
看，你要到纽约去，你去哪里？纽约 City, New York, 你怎么去找他？住到哪里都不晓得。
And if that person move away from the locale, they where they are, how do you hunt them down?
这拐杖不能没有。
So that is a prerequisite of having that step.
约翰福音21章是约翰福音结束的时候。
There's an ending part of Jesus.
主耶稣问彼得说
，Jesus asked Peter，
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
牧羊我的羊。
Tend my sheep。
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
牧羊我的小羊。
Tend my flock。
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
喂养我的羊。
Feed my lamb。
他用三个名词。
Jesus uses three terminology。
第一个问他
，The first question，
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
哎呦，我很爱你啊
Peter says I love you。
主耶稣说你牧养我的羊。
Jesus says that Jesus replied that feed my sheep.
第一个这个小羊呢，你要先牧养。
The young lamb you have to tend.
你可以打开约翰福音二十章去看哦，不要一直听我讲啊，赶快经文赶快翻开来看哦。
Start reading John chapter 21. Just don't listen to me.
说不定有时候我讲口误错了你就发现哎呀，真的都讲错了，你会发现的。
And、you can catch my error if you can find it.
这个小羊是年纪小的。
This lamb is the tender one.
还有软弱的。
Those who are weak.
我们需要去牧养，牧养它。
We need to pastor them.
第二个。
The second group.
你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
牧养我的羊，牧养呢
feed my sheep.
为什么用这个牧养这个字
？Why do you say shepherd?
也就是说，这是一个成长的羊。
For those growing up sheep.
你把它放牧出去。
You let them out to graze.
放它自己去找粮食。
You allow them to graze their own food.
懂得找粮食的。
Those sheep that know how to graze,
自己会找草的。
Who knows how to find green pasture?
这个是健康的羊。
These are the healthy sheep.
你这个牧人不一定盯着他哦，天天给你灌灌灌，不需要的。
The shepherd did not need to tender them to tell them what to do and not to do.
小羊，你要有时候你要给他一些东西，来准备好，弄得好好的。
For the lambs, that you probably need to feed them to bring them to the food.
就像妈妈一样啊。
It resembles a mother.
永远看着小孩。都是小孩子。
Regardless of the ages of your child, you will still treat them as a young child.
但是长大了，你就要放他出去。
And when they grow up, become adults, you have to let them go.
不必什么都跟他盯得紧紧的。
You do not need to follow behind them.
那信徒也是一样。
The same aspect for the members.
所以就是用第二个用词。
Jesus used a second terminology.
第三个。
The third.
他不是喂养小羊，喂养我的羊。
Jesus says that to feed my sheep.
老羊。
Those elderly sheep,
软弱的
those who are weak,
年纪很大的
those elderly in age.
所以在教会里面我们就看得出来
So in a church congregation, we can see.
有一个信徒跟我有一个一个朋友有一次我跟一个朋友在那个不是我们教会的朋友是外面的一个群体一个活动。
There's a fellowship that I attended, a friend of the fellowship.
一个老人家在那边呢。
There's an elderly member person.
也忘记讲什么了，我很容易忘记哈。
I forgot what the source of conversation is.
他跟我讲一句话。
This elderly man says to me one thing.
老最可怕。
Become elderly is more fearful.
这是一个很深的感受。
To me, this has a very deep, significant meaning for me.
今天我们年轻，我们很壮年的时候呢，你不觉得老可怕？
Today we are strong and healthy. We are not afraid of elderly.
就是你面对七十、八十，我们在人间的时候，当然都是恩典，但是很可怕。
When we approach 70, 80 years old, the almost end of our lives is very fearful.
我要走快，走不快。
We can hardly walk.
我想做一点事情，眼睛昏花。
I tried to do something, I cannot see, I have not good visions.
摩西120岁。
Moses at 120 years old.
生命记34章怎么讲？33怎么讲？
What does Deuteronomy 33 say?
他眼睛没有昏花。
Moses still have very good visions.
我现在的工作最大的困难在哪里？三个困难。
I have three difficulties today in my life.
第一个，我的智慧不够。
Firstly, I have not enough knowledge.
常常想什么找资料，找不到。
I need to find sources, resources. I could not locate them.
现在才知道说书读得太少了。
Now I realize that I do not work hard for my education.
第二个。
Secondly.
眼睛昏花。
My vision is not as sharp as it used to be.
我最多时间呢，大概连续打这本书的时候，一天打八个小时以上电脑。
When I was writing this book, I spent 8 hours a day to key in my text.
可是这两年呢，不行了。
In the last 2 years, I do not have that energy anymore.
打个五十分钟一个小时，哇，眼睛昏花。
And after 15 minutes to an hour, I have very poor vision.
这只眼睛呢，还是要出国之前要来之前呢，赶快跑到眼镜行去，赶快配一个标准的眼镜给我。
The glasses that I have now today is just been prescribed before I came.
最好挂上去可以不用拿下来的。
I wish that I could do not need to take down my glasses.
那个老板说没问题。
The the store owner, the prescriptor says that there's no problem for my vision.
我说你没问题，我有问题。
You do not have issues, but I have problem seeing.
不能太贵。
The problem is that it should not be too expensive for me that I can afford it.
他看我带的是教会的包包，总会的包包，在对面总会就对说：“你是那个教会的人吗？”
And then because I was carrying with me a small pouch that belonged to the church.
好，给你最便宜的，不赚你的钱，赚一点点就好了。
And since I give you the best deal I can ever make, I just make a little out of you.
这样就买了一，跟我做了一只眼镜了。
And that's where I can afford a pair of glasses.
眼睛昏花。
My vision begins to become problem.
身体健康。
Then my health become an issue.
老人家身体最容易出毛病。
And for an elderly, the greatest point, our greatest fault is our sickness.
难怪这个弟兄说，他说这不是我们教会的弟兄，他是外面的人。说，我最怕老，很怕老。
And so this elderly person, that his most fearful things is that fear of getting elderly.
慢，动作也慢，还有孤单。
We become lonely. Become inactive, and become very insensitive to many things.
这种羊，我们就是要喂它。
This type of sheep, we need to feed them.
所以你看我们还开一个长青组的神训班。
And so that we have theology seminaries for the elderly.
其实我这次出来还有一点点的这个怎么讲？跟圣工有点关系了哈，一点点的。
At this tour that I have, I a small portion related to religious work.
因为呢，我们很希望这些国外的弟兄姐妹呢，能够回到台湾呢去参加审讯班。
We often expect that all those members abroad.Staying abroad of Taiwan can return back to attend the theology seminary.
这种欲望呢，对我们台总来讲是越来越强烈，非常希望。
The expectations and hope is so much in depth now as
整个神学训练呢，制度都已经快要完成了。
We have already theology seminaries in Taiwan already have set up a systematic studies on theologies.
只剩下最后的一个班要开。
That is the only one last class that needs to be
神学。进阶班
The refresher class for theological students.
这个班呢，我们跟总务者讨论之后呢，他很支持要开这个班。
And after with some of the managements, that they all agree that they should have a refresher class for.
只要在神学训练班，就是大专组的跟社会组的拿到15个学分。
Anyone that has 15 credits from theological school or from working adults or from youth.
因为神训班大专组的一年是6个学分，所以3年就是18个学分。
And for the university or the college students, that each year when they've completed successfully, you have 6 credits. So
那社会组的，我们是一年开2个星期。
And for the working youth, every annually we will have 2 weeks.
中国年之后开一个班，4天半。
And after the Chinese Lunar New Year's, we will have one term, which is about 4.5 days.
暑假要结束之前因为有些孩子嘛结束之前就开一个4天半的班。
Before the summer's vacation ended, we will have another 4.5 days of theological seminars.
这是两个学分。
2 credit per term.
所以一年4个学分。
So if you completed two terms, you will have 4 credits.
只要4年，他们就是16个学分了。
And as long as they completed 4 years of studies, they will have 16 credits.
因为目前这个班呢，今年突然间增加到100个人要参加。
And suddenly there were 100 students that were enrolled to attend these seminars.
So we will
have the extended refresher.
预计可以挪出30位到年底，就是圣诞节。我们西方人在过的这个圣诞节有一个假期，我们就放在那边做第三个班。
And so we would like to extend and push that to the around Christmas times there for the third group.
所以现在台总知道说神学院。做的是一个口诀就是本来是全民教育跟全人教育啦。
Okay, and there was a slogan that says that education for all and education for adults.
我们现在是以华语为主，是全球化跟全面化。
Okay, now we will have for the Chinese people that it says that globally for all people and all people on earth.
我们现在目前呢，大概招到部分的包括我们从这边美国回去的还有从香港最热烈还有十几个 啊，那后来又有日本，又有啊这个东南亚的。
We have students from America and also from the most supportive are from the Hong Kong and then we have from Japan and from Southeast Asia.
回到啊台湾去，你就可以随时查一下，有班就可以进去。
And if you get a chance to visit Taiwan, as long as there's a class conducted, you can always enroll.
但是在国内的本岛的不可以，一定要按照规定报名。
And if you are a native of Taiwan, that you cannot just just conveniently enroll yourself.
啊，这是一个德国的留学生回国的时候。
There was a student that studied in Germany and returned to Taiwan.
他妈妈是大同教的宣道组妈妈啊，宣道组。
And his mother is a team members of evangelism in central Taiwan.
他就带他女儿去呀。
She brought her daughter to the
seminar. 吃一顿肉，就问他这是你的女儿吗？她是我的女儿。
And that after introductions, they say that this is my daughter.
我说她要报名吗？
I says that do I need to enroll her?
他说没有，就回来看一看，陪我来看一看，陪妈妈来，但很高兴。
Basically, she just says that she's just accompanying me to visit.
我问她说你要陪你妈妈几天
？And I asked her how long would you be staying with the mom?
她说我等一下就要回去了。
And her response, the daughter responds that I will return soon.
因为我没有报名了，不能入学啊。
Telling me that I was not registered, so I cannot attend the class.
我说你从哪里回来？
And I says, where were you from?
他说他从海德堡回来。
Returning back from Heidelberg, Germany.
我问他说你要不要读
？And I asked him, do you want to study?
哇，你很亮，我可以读吗？
With great size, and she says, can I study with you?
我说赶快带你女儿去买衣服，都没有带嘛，赶快去买衣服。
And I
买圣经什么都带。
And I tell the mother that you can just take your daughter shopping for clothing and books and so on.
马上办入学手续。
And that you can register her immediately.
啊、哦，他妈一直感谢，哎呀，感谢啊，神学啊，感谢啊，啊，让我们母女可以在一起学习啊。
And her mother was so pleased that she was able to register with her daughter to the theological seminars.
所以这一年当中呢，我到那个国外去的时候也是做招生工作，在做招生工作。
So basically, I'm just recruiting students for the theological seminaries now.
哪一天你跑回去说，陈传道，我想读一个神训班，我看一下，哎呦，马上签名就可以读了。
And when you visit Taiwan and you're able to poke up at me that says that you want to be registered seminaries and if there's lessons conducted, you will register automatically.
报名费呢，大概是美金50块，每天你。
Probably you will need to pay $50 US for registration.
可以住一个礼拜。
And you will be fed and bought for 1 week.
教材全部都送的。
And all materials will be given to you free.
但是都中文的啊，对不起，没有英文的。
Apologize, all text is in Chinese.
那我们做这种全球化啊，跟这个全面化的一个教育。
And we are encouraging the globally and to all people.
连60岁以上的。都可以参加，都一个班。
And there is even a seminars for anyone over 60 years old.
我们不做身体检查，以前要身体检查，现在不用身体检查。
Now we do not need to have a health test. In the past, we need one.
但是要有那种体能，从各地到普里安老院，有点距离啊，能够走到那边的才可以参加。
But the requirement is that you need to able to walk on your 2 feet onto the of old folks' homes in Puri, Taiwan.
哇，那北区的老人家太高兴了，北区的老人家。
And those people that living in the northern part of Taiwan were so happy.
他们都知道怎么去的。
They know how to get.
哎呀，我从台北啊坐那个高铁直接跑到台中去呀、啊，半价400多块。
And
台币400多块。
And for those elderly, they say that I can take the high-speed train from Taipei to Taichung for about
10块左右吧。
About $400 NT, about $10.
马上转。客运直接送进去，那客运做得很好，直接从那边就接到普里进去。
Then I will take the shuttle bus and into that senior citizen's home.
我说你只要通过这一关就可以读了。
And as long as you're able to manage on your 2 feet to that center, then you will be qualified.
我们整个全面都搭配起来。
So that we will have a good, we have already has a good coordination.
这是我们前面的大概4位到5位的院长，他们在综合这些工作上做下来那我最后来帮他做一个。
This was organized and managed by our previous predecessors, and I just make it up to work.
那每一班参加人数都非常多。
For every age group, there is a lot of students.
这是我们很高兴的地方。
This really brings us great joy.
因为大家愿意学习道理，我们在信仰上才会成长。
where everyone is eager to study the words of God and our faith will grow.
主耶稣说，牧养你的羊。
Jesus says, feed your lamb.
喂养你的羊。
Feed your lamb.
啊，放牧你的老这些强壮的羊。
And to let go of this healthy lamb.
让每一只羊都能够健康，每一只羊都能够得到满足。
That every lamb can be healthy and can be satisfied.
所以摩西站在后面来看前面的时候
，So when Moses was standing at the back at the end of it, looking to at the front history,
很美好的回忆。
He recalls a good memories.
那我们要结束这一堂课之前
，Before we end this 1 hour,
我们就要看一节经文，很重要的经文。
Let us read one very important verse.
我们希伯来书
，Hebrews.
请翻开希伯来书的第三章。
Hebrews chapter 3.
这是跟摩西历史回顾有关系的。
This is the recap of the history with Moses.
这一段呢，我们念过就可以。
Let us read through and understand.
但希望大家把这个经文一定要记在心里头。
And wish that these words can be embedded in ourselves.
其实从第七节开始的。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7.
那第八节就讲了。
Verse 8.
所以在第七节说，你们今日若听什么又来了这希伯来神什么说听他的话。
Today if you hear his word, we should equal the Shema.
因为这句话呢是从旧约来的。
This verse was taken from the Old Testament.
就不可硬着心像在旷野惹神发怒。
Do not be hardened to be rebellious with God.
所以他重复两句话。
Moses repeat two words.
在第九节的地方。
Verse 9.
四十年之久。
For 40 years.
又在十七节地方。
Verse 17.
四十年之久。
For 40 years.
Double, 讲了两次。
He repeat two times.
四十年之久，四十年之久。
40 years.
这都是从摩西的经文那边来的。
These 40 years are from the writing of Moses.
但是有一句是最可怕的。
One fearful statement.
十一节那边讲。
Verse 11.
说，断不可进入我的安息。
Then you shall never enter my rest.
请问这句他讲几次
this statement how many times did Moses repeat
一直到第四章
according into chapter 4
断不可进入他的安息
you shall never enter into his rest
也是重复句
it's a repetitive word
表示它是一个很重要的字句
it tells us that it has a great significance
四十年之久代表信仰的旅程
40 years represents the walk of faith
断不可进入安息是信仰生活的结论
and that you shall never enter is the conclusion of your faith
是一个悲惨的结论
is a very sorrowful conclusion
原因在哪里
where are the reasons
没有信心
it's because they lack faith
所以等一下我们休息五分钟
after 5 minutes break
你除了去洗手之外
besides having a bio break
你就把这一段里面的安息算一算几次
and the rest count how many times it occurred
在算安息的时候
when you count the word rest
也请你把前后文看为什么会讲这个安息
？And read the text before and after why the word rest is mentioned.
前后文的关系。
And how it relates to the context.
我们希望我们要竭力进入神的安息。
We wish that we can work diligently into the rest of.
出埃及不代表我们成功。
Depart from Egypt doesn't mean we are successful.
受洗归入基督不代表我们已经得救了。
We are baptized and converted into Jesus Christ doesn't mean that we are saved.
进入安息才是成功的。
To enter into rest is where we are successful.
我们今天一辈子，不管你在俗世生活怎么去追求
，throughout your life, no matter how successful your life is,
怎么成功
，how wonderful success you are.
如果没有进入这个安息
，if you do not enter this rest,
一切化为零。
All your previous work begins zero.
我们在世上也许没有什么所谓的成就。
Probably that you are not successful or great success in your life.
很多弟兄姐妹都是默默无闻的将侍奉神过一辈子。
Many brothers sisters that they quietly serve God throughout their life.
但是我们进入安息就是成功了。
And once you enter into the rest, you will be considered successful.
最后讲一件事情。
Lastly, one point emphasize.
我注目和美教会的时候。
While I was pastoring a church,
有一个瞎眼的阿婆。
There's a blind woman, elderly woman.
她大概20年前就碰过我了。
Probably that this elderly woman met me in 20 years earlier.
她是一个乞丐。
She was a beggar.
在西湖那边跟人家要钱。
She was begging for money.
新教会、啊、
in Chifu, one of the church.
后来教会呢，把她带来信主。
Later on, the church encouraged her to become a member.
非常热心。
She was very fervent.
白一天，她帮家里工作，她可以摸做事情。
Even though she is blind, daytime that she tries to do home housework.
晚上去帮人家割稻子。
And in the evening or night, they would just go out to the field to tend.
他说：“主耶稣给我瞎眼了，这是最好的条件。”
Just give me blindness. This is the best requirements.
人家晚上没办法割稻子，我有办法割稻子。
At night that nobody can ever harvest the wheat, but I could.
竟然把这个家庭带得很好。
She's able to manage her family well.
但是没有读书，什么都不懂。
She's not educated. Basically, she's.
当然讲话也是很粗俗的。
Basically, her conversation is very shallow.
到老的时候呢，很可怜，这个也不知道怎么走，这个也不会做，什么都不会了，年老了。
Become elderly, she cannot do this or cannot do that.
但她记忆力很强。
But she has very sharp memories.
我有一段时间，到四年多，没有碰到她。
I have not seen her for about 4 years.
听到我的声音，啊，真传道。
When she heard my voice, she knows who I am.
因为她从西湖呢搬到和美来。
And she was she moved to Hermei church later.
她讲过了她一辈子。
That's how she lived her life.
那有一年呢，我正好到印尼去上课。
One year I was in India, Indonesia for training.
我打回家，电话打回家，联络说我要回去的。
And I call my home to say that I will return soon.
我的传道人跟我讲。
My wife tells me.
和美那个阿婆家人打电话来。
The blind elderly sisters, family members called home.
这阿婆去世了。
She passed away.
我记得我要出国之前。
I remember before I left for Taiwan.
我去访问她。
I visited her.
她跟我讲。
She tells me.
讲到可能这次出去再回来，可能会见不到我了。
After you return back, probably you will miss me.
我说不会啦，主耶稣看顾你。
My response is that the Lord will take care of you. Probably I will see you when I return.
你不用安慰我。
Encourage me in that so that I do not need to comfort her.
他跟我讲一句话。
She tells me one statement.
他说我会比你先到天国去。
I will return back to heaven earlier than you.
等到你来的时候，就可以看得到你。
When you return to heavens, I will see you there. Then.
他说天国有瞎眼的吗？
And then I say, do they have blind people in heaven?
我说当然没有啊。
I say, definitely no.
那你就高高兴兴送我去吧。
And then I say that, rejoice, you can send me away.
年轻当乞丐。
In her young age, she was a beggar.
中年瞎眼照顾家庭。
In her mid age, that she was blind, she take care of family.
年老什么都没办法了。
At the elderly age, she was not able to do anything.
可以说是教会里头最低层、最低层的信徒了吧？
Basically, you can classify her as the most lowest human ever lived.
当她去世的时候
，When she died,
我就讲一个主题。
I have a team for that.
她指定我跟她正道。
She assigned me. She requested me to give a short sermon for her.
我的题目就是她看见了。
My topic is she sees.
虽然瞎眼，她看见神。
Even though that she's blind, she sees God.
虽然去世了，她在天国眼睛睁开了。
Even though that she died, yet in heaven her eyes open.
今天我们无论到什么地方。
No matter where we are today.
我们在世间怎么追求。
No matter how much we pursue on this world.
我们所有的投资一定要放在信仰上。
All our hard work and investment has to be on our faith.
没有比这件事情更重要。
There is nothing that is more critical than this faith.
我们来休息五分钟。
Let's take a break, 5 minutes. Let's pray in silence.